Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. And we are continuing to stream, if you're looking at our show, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and our, on our Radio Entrepreneurs website. That's quite a long list, and sorry I had to read it so that I make sure I got it straight. Our next guest is Himanshu Vakil, founder of Compliance Plus Security. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Tell us about Compliance Plus Security.
So Compliance Plus Security, as the name suggests, we are in cybersecurity space. We help businesses with their cybersecurity compliance requirements for data security regulations, whether it's a state regulation, federal regulations. We help organizations become compliant. And we also feel that being compliant is just not enough for being prepared and resilient to cyber attacks. So if the, we try to go beyond compliance and make sure that the organization puts in place controls and safeguards that kind of make them prepared if there is an event, cyber event, that adversely affects their business. So we look at both the compliance side of things and then move into the security of the organization, as well as we look at the other aspects of businesses that require security considerations, which typically are not included in the regulations.
So can you tell us how long have you been in business, and if you're the one who started it, how did you start it?
Yeah, I've been so I started my career as an application security person. I was basically developing web applications, e-commerce applications, and embodying security into the process right from the stage of conception to design to implementation to the kind of end of life cycle of the software. So it would be end-to-end, cradle-to-grave kind of considerations given to security in the whole process. And I've been doing this for almost 20 years and have been in application security field for as many years that I've been developing applications. I've also moved into the area of governance, risk, and compliance. That is something based on National Institute of Standards and Technology Standard Cybersecurity Framework, which I kind of include in my practice in terms of making organization ready and prepared for any cyber event.
Well, and that is a reality in today's world, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
I look at different things that could happen almost daily to people. And, you know, in the today's world, I know that for me, I'm doing consulting and I'm doing 99% of all my consulting via Zoom today with my clients. And if something were to happen, if there was a breach of security, I don't know what would happen.
Right. So the way I look at security is there are so many analogies. And one of the analogy would be like driving safely. And just as it's kind of inborn within us, we drive safely for our sake, for the people on the road. We also execute cybersecurity as a means to deliver value to our customers. So if the organization looks at cybersecurity, not from the viewpoint of as an add-on, but more in terms of a cultural shift in terms of making sure that whatever value that they deliver has that cybersecurity component to their delivery. So cybersecurity, if you look at that from that viewpoint, as a cultural responsibility, fiduciary responsibility that the client has given onto the organization for their own data, I think it makes it much more simpler to kind of accept cybersecurity into our daily practices. So think, as we say, drive safely, be safe on online and with the data that you have within the organization.
Is your field a very cluttered and competitive field? And if it is, how do you stand out?
It is cluttered. The way I differentiate myself is I try to make cybersecurity a cultural shift. within the organization. It is not an add-on, not something that is a burdensome, but make sure that cybersecurity is not all about technology. It's all about culture. It's all about fiduciary responsibility. It's something that has to be kind of delivered as a value to the customer. And technology are just means and tools to help them achieve those goals. And the approach should be risk-based. You don't want to kind of spend $1 million on a fence to simply protect a stack of pennies. So depending on what risks you have, what kind of vulnerabilities you have, we take that into consideration and come up with solutions that would address those risks, to mitigate those risks. And maybe there is a look at the whole risk management area. Perhaps the approach would be to transfer risk or abate risk. So the whole organization should look at cybersecurity from that viewpoint. Yes, compliance is one part, and compliance does the bare minimum. But then overall posture should include all these considerations in the cybersecurity space. And that's how we differentiate in terms of coming out and moving away from the clutter. The other thing we do is we always invest a lot of time in understanding new technologies. So as the landscape has changed, the threat landscape has changed, what we have seen is that the hackers and the bad actors have become very technologically advanced. They're using machine language, they are using AI to hack into the systems. We have to have come up with tools to prevent that, and that are also based on machine learning and AI. So I see a very good shift happening in the industry where people, the responses are now more machine learning and AI based. So that is how we kind of differentiate in terms of what we deliver and how we lead our clients into cybersecurity space.
Well, I mean, I think you sort of touched it in terms of what's coming for the future. Are there specific industries that you feel, I'm going to ask two questions. One, that you like to target more than others, and do you feel that there are certain industries that tend to not look at security enough?
I think one of the areas that is overlooked are web applications. So a lot of people have e-commerce on their website. They have even a static website or WordPress site. Those websites are vulnerable. So what happens is the hackers can take advantage and exploit those vulnerabilities in those websites or web applications. And that also has to, you need to take that into consideration. And that is quite overlooked. So with businesses that own websites, especially if they're doing transactions, if they're collecting sensitive data on the website, or storing that sensitive information, such as credit card or personal information on their database, they need to take that into consideration, because a lot of breaches in the past have been based on exploiting the vulnerabilities in the web application and the websites. So that is one area that is overlooked, and that could encompass any business. So we don't restrict ourselves to any particular business. We can support HIPAA cybersecurity requirements. We can support Massachusetts data security regulations. We can support any other regulations, best practices, PCI requirements, standards, and help organizations meet those compliance requirements that originate from these regulations or standards.
That's very good. If somebody was looking to connect with you and also Compliance Plus Security, how would they find you?
They could visit us on our website, www.complianceplussecurity.com, or email me at security@complianceplussecurity.com, or definitely call me, 857-323-2125.
That's great. Thanks for being on the show today. We're sure we're going to have you back, because this whole cybersecurity is very important. And if anybody wants to find me, they can find me at jdavis@mageusa.com. And I want to thank you for being on the show today, and remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.